Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. Vir die belangrikste sake nuus skakel in op RSG Geldsaake.
Een van die mees innoverende finansiële dienste en tegnologiemaatskappye op die beurs is die Purple Group. Nou dit is die maatskappy wat onder meer Easy Equities besit en dit is 'n platform waar mense 'n groot aantal finansiële produkte kan koop of verkoop en dit teen 'n fraksie van die koste van ander beleggingsplatforms. Die groep bied ook ander verhandelingsplatforms vir beleggers in bates soos kripto, geldeenhede en eiendom. Die groep het vandag winssyfers vir sy boekjaar tot einde Augustus aangekondig. Die omset was 45% hoër op R400 miljoen. Die groep het egter 'n wins van R25 miljoen verdien en dit is nadat dit in die vorige boekjaar 'n verlies van R27 miljoen gelei het en Purple het ook in sy vorige boekjaar 'n regte uitgifte gedoen. Charles Savage is die uitvoerende hoof. Charles, thank you so much for your time today. It's been a significant turnaround. How did you do it?
Look, 3 years ago when the inflation cycle shifted and inflation rates started to go up, it became obvious that investors were going to come under increasing pressure as interest rates rise. And as a result of that, we really need to look at the business through that economic cycle and see what we could do to make it more resilient, not only when times are good, but when times are bad. So as a result of the last 3 years, we've initiated programs which have been focused really on two sides of the income statement, one, improving revenue, and two, reducing costs. And in the result, those two things have come together in this set of results, and we've delivered what I think is an exceptional set of results in a very tough year still. Interest rates haven't turned in the period that we're reporting in. So if you like, we've managed to make a profit in the toughest of markets.
Easy Equities is a very well-known and widely used platform. I see you've just signed up your millionth active client. How did Easy Equities perform?
It did very well across its services, institutional and retail customers, and it did well across both those customer segments. The strongest contributor to revenue was the increase in inactivity revenue, which was up 67%. So that's money that comes from non-trading activity. But trading activity was also up around 30%. So that made a strong contribution. And then under Easy Equities, inside the Easy Group, we had very strong contribution from Easy Crypto. That's obvious to kind of predict. The crypto market in the last 12 months has come alive again. And that means more flow for us and more assets, which means more revenue. And then our institutional business, which is Rise, which is an asset manager and asset administration business in the pension fund administration space, also put in a very good set of results following up on its first half year results, which were good, and just delivered a second half year that stacked up well on its first half year results.
Easy Equities, still, I think it's a very innovative platform. And the perception is that young people would like to enter the investment markets pick Easy Equities because it's a cheap platform. It's one of the most cost-effective platforms to trade on. Can you give us a sense of the demographics of your average customer or client on there and what is their behavior on the platform?
Look, it's a great question. I mean, when we built Easy Equities, the customer audience we were targeting was young at heart, not necessarily young in age. So people who wanted simpler, less sophisticated access to investing activities. That's a decade ago now. So, you know, everyone who joined us 10 years ago is now in their 40s, not in their 30s. And whilst I'd love to call them young, and I guess they're younger than me, the platform has matured with its customer base. So the largest group of customers that are joining are still in their 20s, which is very encouraging. But we service, and 65% of our customers remain under the age of 40, with an average age of 32. But that still means that we've got 35% of our customers are over the age of 40 and much more sophisticated in their investing activity. So we really do serve a very dynamic and diverse customer base, from 12-year-old kids who are starting the investment journey for the first time to 99-year-old gorgos who are at the end of their investing activities, but potentially only doing it for the first few years that they've been able to. And everyone in between, we do cover the full demographic of South Africa. It's possibly the thing that I'm proudest about, is that you can't label a demographic in South Africa and not find them on our platform. And it's great to see all South Africans pitching up in equal measure, rich, poor, young, old, and using the platform.
What is the average portfolio size, and are those clients of yours making money?
They made exceptional returns. I mean, I was looking through the lens of our tax-free savings accounts, and tax-free savings accounts have been around, I think now, 5 years or 6 years in the market. And the average return on our tax-free savings accounts are well over 30%. Now, that's because they've been invested predominantly in US ETFs. So in the main, our customers, if you look at them as if it was a unit trust, and I did this last year, I haven't done it this year. But if you take our retail customers and you stack up their returns and you take the average of their returns over the last 3 and 4 years, they're actually in the top quartile of unit trusts in South Africa. So they're delivering as good a set of results as the top asset managers in South Africa and just proving that retail investors can do it for themselves.
Then just lastly, the Purple Group is a very innovative group, but it has had some headwinds in the past. Have you had takeover offers to buy the group, especially maybe from the banks who are maybe less innovative?
No, to be honest, Drake, we're so focused on just continuing to deliver our innovation, stack up better and better results and deliver better and better customer services and products and functionality to our customers, that I pay little attention to corporate activity that happens outside of my earshot. And I certainly haven't been approached for any takeouts. And hopefully we don't. I think staying listed, given what we do, which is provide access to every man in the street to get invested in shares and everything else, it probably speaks to our purpose to stay on the JSE and to help build a better and more liquid exchange.
Charles, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Charles Savage, die uitvoerende hoof van die Purple Group.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.